Now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 locations, 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. And Kristen is our guest today. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
And how old are you?
8.
It's nice to meet you. What school do you go to?
Minideo.
Minideo is in Point Breeze? I'm trying to remember the neighborhood Minideo is in. I used to know.
It's on Lilac. It's on Lilac Street.
Oh, it's in Squirrel Hill on Lilac Street. That's a pretty street. And in fact, we've been talking about an old friend of mine named Bill today. His grandmother lived on Lilac Street. What do you like to do with your time, your free time?
I like to play jump rope with my friends.
What kinds of things do you do when you play jump rope? Do you hold the rope one on each end, and or do you each take part of the rope, or do you just do the rope yourself?
Do the rope ourselves sometimes.
And do you have any special tricks you like to do, or special chants you might like to do when you're doing jump roping?
No.
Any rhymes or rhythms? No.
No.
Have you ever counted how many jumps you can do?
Yes.
How many have you done?
21.
Wow, that's a lot. That's an awful lot. Now, your big sister is here, and her name is Beverly Spiro. How long have the two of you been together?
Since I was 6.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. Do you remember when you first met? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was fun.
What did you do together?
We went to a restaurant, and then we went to Rita's. And we went to her house, and we went to the park.
That sounds like a lot of fun, like nice time to spend together. What's Beverly like?
She's amazing.
How come?
Because she likes to explore with me, and we have a lot of stuff in common.
What are some of the things you have in common?
We both love to explore, and, well, we just love to have fun with each other.
That's a nice thing to do together. Why don't we introduce Beverly? Good morning to you.
Hello, nice to be here.
And what part of town are you from?
Squirrel Hill.
Well, no, so you guys are neighbors.
Yeah.
Can you walk to each other's house?
Well, Kristen doesn't live in Squirrel Hill.
Oh, you go to Minideo.
She goes
but
to Minideo.
Where do you live, Kristen?
In Homewood.
Okay. Oh, we're in Homewood. Well, we're at Lincoln School, which is close to Homewood. It's actually in Lincoln-Lemington. Do you know where Lincoln School is?
Yes.
Jeff and I go there at least once a week and do some radio workshops there. We have a lot of fun. What got you interested in the Big Brother, Big Sisters program, Beverly?
Well, I love being around kids. And I wanted to do something where I could volunteer and, given work and various other things in my life, have the flexibility. So I actually went somewhere, and there was a table, and I was thinking about this, and there was a table of Big Brother and Big Sister, and there was a woman there, and I talked to her, and immediately as I talked to her, I said, oh, this is what I want to do. So I immediately called up and volunteered.
And is Kristen the first match?
Kristen is.
How nice. And is Beverly the first big sister you've ever had?
Yes.
That's nice. Who else is in your family, Kristen?
My mom, my little sister, my little brother.
What are their names?
My little sister's name is Alana, and my little brother's name is Nicholas. And mom's name is Nicole.
How old is Nicholas and Alana?
Nicholas is 3. He's going to be 4 on March 31st. And Lana's 7. She's going to be 8 January 5th.
Well, it's pretty nice to have a big sister, because I would imagine you have to be the big sister all the time when you're at home. Is that right? Do you end up having to do things? What does being a big sister at home means? What kind of things do you end up doing?
You have, like, I asked my mom if my little brother and sister are hungry. I asked my mom, can I make them some cereal or waffles?
Do you like being a big sister?
Yes.
That's nice. Well, do you like being a little sister sometimes too?
Yeah.
I would think so. Beverly, what can you tell me about the time you spend together?
Well, we have a great time, and it also gives me an opportunity to do a lot of things that I probably wouldn't do if I didn't have Kristen to do them with. So we go to all kinds of new places. We do go to dance and theater, and we go ice skating, which I haven't done since I was about Kristen's age, and baseball, which I haven't done since I was about Kristen's age. So we just we do explore. We like to walk around the different parts of Pittsburgh and go to new neighborhoods and check things out.
What a nice thing. It sounds like you have lots of fun together. How do you keep in touch with each other? Because you probably see each other maybe once every couple of weeks?
Right.
How do you keep in touch in between times?
Well, she gave me her phone number and I call her.
And what do you talk about when you're on the phone?
She helps me with my homework.
That's nice. And what kind of homework do you get typically? Is it math or?
Math.
What are you doing in math now?
We're doing fractions.
Oh, those can be hard. Are you doing okay with them?
Yes.
They can be kind of tricky. What else are you doing in school?
We're doing reading and we're doing symmetry.
What's symmetry?
It's, you have to draw a line, and it's a shape, and you have to draw a line, and that's why it's called symmetry, because the line has to be equal on both sides.
Oh, that sounds like it could be hard. Are you good at it?
Yes, it's not hard.
No, you'd have to have a good eye, I guess. So if you draw like an arch, it would have to be the same on both sides? Or like a square, it would have to be the same on both sides. I think I get it. I don't remember ever doing anything like that. Beverly, do you work now?
Or yep.
Tell me, if you don't mind, a little bit about what you do.
I'm a nurse practitioner at Shadyside Hospital, and I'm also interested in integrative medicine and do a lot with complementary medicine. And so kind of that whole area of health is what interests me. Teach yoga.
Well, that's great. Have you had a chance to try yoga, Kristen?
Yes.
How's that?
Good.
That's fun. I'll bet you're pretty limber, too. If you're doing jump roping and things like that, it's got to be good. Is there anything you'd like to tell me or people listening about Beverly that we haven't mentioned?
Well, Beverly is fun to be with, and she's really amazing because a lot of things I never got to done, like ice skating. And I've never been to a baseball game before.
Well, that's what a wonderful thing to have somebody that you can spend time with like that. How about you, Beverly? We haven't asked you too many questions about Kristen, but if you'd like to mention anything about her, it would be great.
I sure would. Kristen is a very special young lady. She's full of exuberance. She loves life. She always smiles. She's compassionate. If she goes anywhere, she always offers help to people around. And in fact, I have a mother who's 94 in a nursing home.
Wow.
And Kristen comes with me. And she reminds me that my mother likes ice cream and to remember to bring it to her. She's bright, interested in learning, interested in trying new things, any kind of funny foods I introduce her to. Wonderful kid.
Oh, that's nice. And I'm curious about the beginning of your match when you found out you were going to be in this program, Kristen. Were you scared at all?
No, I was very excited.
That's good. Did you have to wait a long time for somebody to be available?
Yes.
How long, do you remember?
I really don't remember how long.
I bet it was maybe months. And you know, Sandra is here with us too from Big Brothers Big Sisters, Sandra Aretano. Is there a long waiting list?
There is somewhat of a wait. It really depends on the demographics of the volunteer and the child and their interest and their preferences. We take all that into consideration. So sometimes it takes a while to match people up, depending on all of that.
So you were excited. What did you feel Beverly, as this moment was approaching?
I was eager to do it. In fact, I called a couple of times and said, What's the delay? I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's good to hear. And it sounds like it's just been a match made in heaven.
Yes.
Absolutely. I know that Big Brothers Big Sisters are probably always looking for men and women that would like to serve. Sandra?
Yes, indeed we are. And it's quite easy to apply. To go through the process, we do have a screening process, but mainly there, you know, if you have the willingness to want to be a friend to a child, and you have the time, that's the main component. And we are always looking, especially for big brothers, because we do have a lot of little brothers who seem to wait a lot longer. There are just not as many available men as there are women. So.
Well, that's important to know. And you can also be a big couple.
Yes.
You can be a big brother and sister.
Yes, absolutely.
Together. If you would like more information, you can call Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.
Yes, our office number is 412-363-6100, and you could also visit our website to find out about more mentoring opportunities, and that's www.bbbspittsburgh.org. We also have one of our major fundraising events coming up, Bowl for Kids' Sake. It helps support our matches since we're a nonprofit organization. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun day of bowling and a lot of fun. So we hope you visit the website and check that out.
Terrific. Is there anything else anybody would like to say? I want to say something, but now, you know, right now, Kristen, Beverly, and Sandra are probably seeing things they've never seen before. We have a musical group coming up. Have you seen any musical instruments like these before, Kristen? There's a hammered dulcimer, a banjo, a djembe, I believe, a sitar, I hear, and a few other things. Oh, there's a whistle. No.
The smallest recorder ever.
The smallest? It's a recorder. They're going to be playing live. If you would like to stay to hear them, you're very welcome to. And hopefully they weren't too distracting, but it's kind of neat. You're part of a live radio show, so they're getting ready to play. And I think you're welcome to stay right here in the studio if you'd like to watch them. We'd love to have you stay, all of you. And let me ask you now, is there anything else you'd like to say while we have you here?
No.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It was an absolute pleasure. And I'd like to present you from the Saturday Light Brigade and from Children's Museum of Pittsburgh a pass. To go through the whole museum sometime. I don't know if you've had a chance to do that. You can bring some friends if you would like to. And you can come as a group and enjoy the museum together. And so thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's always just terrific to have you with us. More information about how you can get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.